Take a peek behind the curtain. It's your Giggers Showing.
Indeed, and they're here, Jasmine Mary.
Kia ora.
Kia ora. And I got it so wrong. I'm having one of those mornings where it's actually not July at all.
It's not yet. You're just so excited for July.
I'm so excited for July, yeah. So your gig isn't tonight at Whammy, it's next month.
Next month on the 26th.
Yeah, good. Okay, so anybody who's... I'm sure there's something great happening at Whammy.
But there's a Flying Nun in-store today at 3 that I'm playing with the band, yeah.
All right, so down in Pitt Street.
Is that on K Road, that one?
Oh, Flying Nun.
Yeah, Flying Nun,
right,
yeah.
Okay, the right, store. Not Flying Out. See, I'm directing people to all sorts of wrong places.
It's a goose chase. Have fun out there. Try find me.
Yeah, try and find you.
I dare you.
Certainly don't listen to me because you'd never find you if you were listening to me. Right, so I think your new album is great. Congratulations on that. And I love the description, whether it came from you or it came from Flying Nun, as it being noir.
Mm.
Is it noir?
Noir, like a Pinot Noir?
Pinot Noir, yeah. Meaning, in terms of, you know, what its classical senses in film and literature, there's a lot of cynicism and moral ambiguity.
Yeah.
If something is...
I think it's just a way of describing, like, I feel like if you talk to trad folkies, I'm sure you know that crowd, if you called my music folk, they'd get very, very upset and say it's not. So it's sort of like finding a way to describe modern genre is hard, right? Like, it straddles that way.
Yes, it does. That,
yeah.
So would you call it folk?
Yeah, but I'd call anything folk. It's all the same shit now, isn't it? You know what I mean? It's all, like, merged together. It's got elements of all of it.
It's true, but if I think about... folk, I have put it in a box.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm looking at, you know, fresh folk on Spotify.
Yeah, maybe it's closest to that genre, I suppose.
Yeah, noir is good. Your name's popped up a lot in the past, over the last, not many, many years, actually. Those years have rolled into each other, because you did a lot of dates with Finn Johansson.
Yeah, Finn came, we met and did a New Zealand tour quite a few years ago. He jumped on board and then he came to Australia with me and did some shows, which was really nice. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
He's come a long way since those early days.
Yeah, he's great. Great musician.
Not necessarily musically, I'm talking about.
But also musically.
Yeah, musically. He does a thing with me on this show, which is called Demo Gods. It's his new project.
Yeah, it's a great, great sounding project.
Yeah, and today Rodney Fisher, he's teamed up with Rodney Fisher.
Excellent. Oh, amazing.
Good shirt. So that track's going to come. And I hope he's asking you. I have no doubt that he will have.
He's given me a call, yeah. I've just been a little bit busy.
You've
but
been busy,
I'll get
yeah.
to it.
But you're not busy actually worrying about the Whammy gig tonight.
No, got a month for that.
Right, so let's play a couple of tracks off the album, and BFM have got right behind it, which is great. I often look at this BFM top 10 and see where the songs are. Are you competitive in that regard?
Competitive?
Yeah.
No, it's just nice to have people listening to your music. But I feel like in New Zealand everything's so good it always feels like a win. Like seeing anyone do well is a nice thing, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. That word popped into my head as well as Finn's name because of Atomic 2 that you were in.
Oh, yes.
And it was so great to see all those women on stage, Bo Runga, Diane Swan, Vera, Louisa Nicklin.
Yeah.
And Julia Deans.
All of the greats.
And you.
That was very kind.
But what was so great to see was so many women with guitars.
Yeah, definitely, eh? And the whole band.
Yeah.
Such good musicians, like amazing players.
And I was thinking, when you were doing that, was there any, when you play guitar, is there any competitiveness and who's playing the guitar the best here?
No, not at all. That's what's a really nice thing about it. I reckon there's like performative ego. And then other than like the on-stage performing ego, it kind of falls away and everyone goes, was that all right?
Oh, no, yeah.
But I feel like, you know, there's like, Vera's a shredder. Like that's, you know, I played guitar in a few songs, but like there's, yeah.
Yeah. And to see Diane Swan too, really shining.
Yeah, she's amazing.
With the guitar.
I'm a big fan.
And Julia Deans, incredible.
Just all of them, really.
Yeah, all of them, really, yeah. Okay, let's go back to you. This is My Brilliance, which isn't sort of self-congratulatory, really.
No. Self-affirming.
Self-affirming.
A gentle hug to the self, yeah.
Gentle hug to the self, we'll go with that. Here we are, Jasmine Mary, My Brilliance. 95 BFM and Jasmine Mary, they're my guests this morning, and that's from the new album, I Want to Rock and Roll. I was going to add a just there. Is there a just?
There isn't, but I did toss up between the two.
Yeah. Did you?
Yeah.
I just wanted rock and roll.
Yeah.
I like the way that you spelt out and.
Yeah, you got it.
Not in.
Yeah.
Not rock and roll.
No.
So you live out in Titirangi, I've just discovered.
I do.
A wonderful part of the world.
Yeah. In the away from it all.
Mm, do you go past the fungi on your way home?
Always.
I love the fungi. Have you put a notice up on the fungi?
Oh, not yet actually, but I should. Yeah. Maybe that's the album promo on the roundabout.
Yeah, what a good idea. What a great idea.
Yeah.
It's a sort of stealth mission having to do it when you go out with a sheet or something.
In the middle of the night. But you got to do what you got to do.
You do when you live in Titirangi. That's exactly right. And a lot of musicians out west these days.
Yeah, there is. I don't know. The deep west calls to them.
Yeah, a beautiful place to live and relatively cheap.
Nowhere's cheap anymore. Come on.
Cheaper, maybe?
Maybe.
A little bit cheaper, yeah. All right, producing this album, this is something in terms of the production of it. It's beautifully done. It's very clear. It's very crisp. And,
thank you.
We've just been talking in the break here and found out you didn't actually produce it in the studio. You took it away. You took all the tracks that you'd laid down and then went home and did it yourself.
Oh, you mean the mixing?
Yeah, the mixing.
Yeah, I did the mixing in my studio and then... yeah, recorded most of it around here, and then did some bits at the end as well, like a lot of the BVs and the more sort of time-consuming, thoughtful stuff that I could make mistakes with and give a bit more time without a room full of people watching me, and do that by myself. And then mixed it over a few months, which was kind of grueling, to be honest, like listening to your own thing with like a critical lens, but then it's your voice and your emotions and your song, and you're listening to it over and over and over again. Like, it's a little bit, it made me feel a bit fucking insane. but I think it all worked out.
Yeah, it worked out perfectly. Yeah. Worked out beautifully. So you mean just the having to listen to your own, yourself in your headphones?
Yeah, and I guess mixing is like you're listening to the audio really critically, right? Like, whereas when you're producing and writing the music, I'm being driven by like intuition and emotion and creativity. And I think mixing is a little bit creative, but it's very like intellectual. And so like treating the music like that for months, and yeah, listening to your own self over and over again and trying to differentiate between your emotional response to yourself and what's like the right practical choice or something.
Oh, I totally understand. Yeah, yeah. It's after a while it just becomes, is this any good?
Yeah, there's that. So there was like months of being like, this is a piece of shit, I'm not showing anyone, to like, I think this might be good, to, and it still remains that.
This is a real piece of shit.
Yeah, it's a real pendulum swing.
Does it go any further than that? I don't know.
No, I'm not sure.
It never goes right to the zenith, does it? No. Well, maybe it does for some people, but I think that's almost the impossible thought process, isn't it?
Yeah.
This is great.
It's a pendulum swing, yeah.
Yeah, but you like being in control then?
Yes, very much so. Maybe I should get better at not being. But also, no, yeah, I do like being in control, especially because it's like my heart and soul. So I don't know about how do you give that
agree.
To someone?
I couldn't imagine being in a band. It'd be like, what? This is not a democracy. Seriously.
Well, I love collaboration, but yeah, I think there's a, there needs to be like an invitation or something.
Yeah. And the respect that it's very hard to give away your creative process to somebody else, or your creative your ideas to somebody else, because people always want to stamp their own mark on things, don't they? Often.
Yeah.
Which can be good
it can be a wonderful thing. I think that's a conscious decision when choosing who you play with and who you share with, of course they're going to have their mark on it because they're them, and they play and they write and they do what they do brilliantly, but like that they understand you and trust the process and yes, or contribute in that kind of gentle way, I think. Yeah.
And this track that we're going to play now, the video is made me laugh. It's so funny. And I also have an obsession with Linmore. I thought, that's got to be Linmore.
It is.
It's Linmore. And it's like every writer's nightmare scenario where you're sitting, you know, hoping that somebody's going to come up and let's say it's a book and sign your book. But you've got some
Jasmine Mary
posters.
One day only meet and greet.
That's right. It's
signing of headshots.
Yeah.
In the mall. Well, we didn't ask. We just went in.
Where did you sit in Lynn Mall?
Just right bang in the centre.
But you just set up a stall.
Yeah, just took in my stall, set it up.
Said a thing.
No, the security. The thing is, if you do things with confidence and you don't ask, people sort of just let you do anything. I wasn't causing any trouble. I was just signing headshots.
They must have felt so sorry for you.
Nobody felt sorry for me. No, security walked past and just gave me like a very polite nod.
And that was
it. And then a lot of elderly women said, what would I have seen you in? And I said, nothing.
Nothing, no.
You'll have seen me in nothing.
You're in sequins.
I was in sequins.
You're in sequins. You're completely looking
great. A few lucky people got headshots that day.
Very glamorous. Sitting at a stall.
But I set up myself.
Picture this if you haven't seen it. Sitting in a stall. It's in a glamorous outfit, hoping that I imagine there would be a lot of people at Lynn Mall that particular day, or was it a weekday?
It was a weekday, but there was a lot of people
walking past, and you were signing. You were doing a signing. Was it a poster?
It was headshots of glamour shots.
Oh, was it glamour shots?
Yeah.
You had the photo.
Yeah, I had lots
of
photos.
Right, and you were giving them. Did you manage to give any away?
Yes. Why have you got so much doubt? People were lining up. No, I did. But it's also interesting when you do something like that, how easy it is to trick people into thinking you're important.
Sure, like you people, looked important.
Well, very important. Of course, my fold-out table, velvet tablecloth, that's all you need.
Was really. Was there any point there that you felt, oh, this is just too... Well, you were shooting a clip, so it's fine. So you were doing something else.
I would have done it without the video. It's a wonderful thing to do.
You think you might do it again?
I hope so.
Right. So if you haven't seen it, Memphis...
I met some real... Some long-term fans that day, I reckon. No.
Right. So, but you were a million miles away from Memphis, of course.
Yes.
And so,
unfortunately.
But that track does hook into Lynn Mall. That's why you were there.
Yes.
Because you were getting a massage. I heard this on a long player that you did with Al.
Yeah, the mall, the infamous mall massage, the sacred mall massage.
Well, if those people didn't hear it, you'll have to tell the story again.
Right now?
I think so.
Oh, my gosh.
Very quickly. Well, you can take your time, actually. You don't have to be fast at all.
All right, I'll be quick. I'll be as slow as possible.
Did you bring one of those headshots up with you?
I should have. I'll get you one. I will get you one. I've got lots left. I was getting a mall massage, and I was terribly, terribly depressed.
And a Lynn Mall massage.
Yeah, a Lynn Mall massage. Well, I was sat in the car park, and I was crying, and I didn't really quite know what to do, and I was at the mall. I don't know why I was at Lynn Mall, but anyway, I thought, well, you should just go get one of those cheap massages, and I went to get the massage, and there was that, like, kind of, I don't know, like, YouTube playlist meditation music playing, and, like, a curtain between me and the rest of the mall, and the rest of the mall's music was playing Walking in Memphis, so it was, like, blending together, and then I was getting this massage, and I was like, you know, probably weeping or something pathetic like that, and feeling all very in the depths of it all. And then the woman said, you can roll over, and I turned over and opened my eyes, and she looked me in the eyes and said, it's okay, I can see you now, and you can relax. And it was just really, really profound and oddly spiritual. It was like she took on the form of something else. And that's the best way I can, yeah, describe that.
Thank you for describing that, because it just gets us right into this next track. And also, I'm so glad that things have changed in your life for you.
From that day in the car park.
Yes.
They're always changing.
Yeah.
And, you know, if it goes back there, I can always get a more massage.
You can. You could write another song around whatever.
Absolutely.
Whatever they're pumping through. It could be the Dance Exponents or Neil Finn or some Crowded House or something.
Who knows?
Instead of Elvis. Okay, all right. Jasmine, thank you so much, and super apologies for you tonight at Whammy Bar.
No problem.
July
26th.
26th, which is the start of a few dates around the country.
Yeah.
Where else are you playing?
Going to go to Lyttelton, Hamilton, Dunedin, which I haven't been to Dunedin in a while. I'm really looking forward to that, actually. Gosh, and Wellington.
And a full band with you.
Yeah, which is nice.
And today at Flying Nun,
yes,
in K Road, you're also appearing at, did you say 3:30?
3 o'clock,
3,
yeah, doing it in store. You can come buy a record.
It was half an hour out
songs.
With that as well.
That's all right.
So it will be like...
But I like that you can keep everyone in there. I don't want them to come. That's good. It's sort of this mysterious...
Why don't you want them to come?
No, I do.
Right. No, you could be serious.
I guess I'm just afraid.
Oh, yeah, right. All right, so Memphis, if you haven't seen it, please go and check the video out. It's a good laugh for a Saturday morning. Jasmine, thank you for coming up.
Thanks for having me.
And I hope the gig goes well today and people do find you.
I hope so too.
Flying Nun. And I hope that this situation never occurs again and you never have to get a cheap massage at Lynn Mall. It's Jasmine Mary, and it's called Memphis, about being in Lynmore listening to a song about the ghost of Elvis Presley and writing a song called Memphis from the new album. I want to rock and roll, no just in it.
That was Your Gig Is Showing.